Radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla. At 88.1.
And welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Thank you for mothers that are present. Thank you for the memory of many who are sharing this day of their mother. But God, speak to me and speak through me. That your word would go forth in Christ's name, we pray. And who I just wanna thank you, Lord, for drying all of my tears, being there for me. All through my years, I just want to thank you. God, a hand clap of praise. Yes, Lord. Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 7. I asked God to give me a message where I can talk to those whose mother is still living, but yet reach the ones whose mother God has called home. Luke chapter 7, beginning at verse 11. And it came to pass that day after that he went into a city called Nain. Many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. She was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her. And he said unto her, weep not. I want to talk about Jesus knows what you're going through. Thank you, Ursus. We all have some dilemmas that we will face. We all have dilemmas that we are facing. But what really helps us is when we realize that we're not alone. For some, in churches all across this nation, they are sitting with their mothers, appreciating them. But then for others, they would have to leave the church and go to the graveyard and just have a memory of the mother they once had. Those of us whose mother is still alive, appreciate her while you can. You only get one. And sometimes you don't get alone. I want to look at this scene that is before us. In this tiny hamlet of a town called Nain. You're going to see Jesus do the impossible. We're going to see him do the incredible one more time. I want to show you what Jesus can and will do when it comes to your impossible situation. I want to show you what he can do for every soul that would trust and depend on him. In chapter 7 of Luke chapter verse 1, you will discover that Jesus is in Capernaum. But at the scene of our text in verse 11, he makes it to a little town called Nain. Again, let me emphasize that in chapter 7 verse 1, he's in Capernaum. But by verse 11, he makes it to a town called Nain. While he's in Capernaum, a man has a sick servant at home. And Jesus is willing to go to his house to heal his servant. But then the man said, hold up, I'm a man of authority. If I tell someone to go here and go there, they will do what I ask them to do. Just as you are a man of authority. You don't have to come to my house. You can just speak the words right here, and my servant will be made whole. Jesus said, I've never found no faith like this in all of Israel. But watch this. While he was healing a man's servant, a woman was on her way to bury her only son. Y'all didn't get what I'm saying. He was in Capernaum healing a man's servant. But in Nain, a woman's son was getting ready to be buried. Capernaum to Nain was 45 miles. It was a 2 to 5 day journey. While he was healing the servant, he heard the cry of the mother 45 miles. Oh, y'all ain't getting what I'm saying. Don't get upset because your brother is being blessed and you're not being blessed yet. The same Jesus is blessing over there can bless you right here. Is there anybody can testify and say, I just waited on the Lord, and while I waited, he came to my rescue. He makes 45-mile journey because a mother was in distress concerning her child. And oh, Ronnie, it ain't the first time Jesus came a long distance. Somebody say, when did he come a long distance? Well, he came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross was my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. See, for some of you bougie folk, he just reached out and saved you. But I was so low down, he had to reach down to get. I wish I had somebody to testify. Mothers, I know you spent some money getting your hair done and got your nails done and you're looking beautiful, and I'm glad you're looking beautiful, but you should have stayed out of the beauty shop if it's going to hinder your praise. You should have stayed out of the nail shop if you're not going to clap your hands. How many can testify and say, Lord, I thank you because you know what I'm going through. He knew what that mother was experiencing even before he made it to town. He goes. He travels to Nain. And when he gets to Nain, that day he did not arrive at a joyous moment. The word Nain literally means beauty. But there was nothing beauty in Nain that day. Nothing beautiful at all. Because death had invaded the town. Jesus shows up on the scene. The first thing I want to tell you, he knows what you're going through. He knows about your dark situation. It was a custom of that day that the people of the city would stop doing what they're doing. And they would join the funeral procession as they made their way through town. This woman, as she buries her only son, not only was the dilemma that her son was dead, but her husband was dead also. The Bible declares that she was a widow. And the last one to take care of her would be the son. The father, the husband is gone. The son is gone. That means that she would resort to being a beggar or prostitution. In that day, there was no welfare situation. There were no government assistance. When you lose a husband and a son, the woman would usually turn to begging or prostitution. She had been followed by many as the young man would lie on the briar. Jesus showed up. She's crying. She's fainted. But watch this. The Bible says that they were making their way to the gate. And it was at the gate where she comes across Christ. Watch this. Nain sat on a hill. The cemetery of the gate was down in the valley. Let me say it again. Nain was sitting on a hill, but where she had to go was down in the valley. Let me say it again for the spiritually hearing impaired. Nain sat on a city, but where she had to travel was down in the valley. Jesus didn't meet her on the mountain. He met her when life took her to the valley. How many can testify and say, when I got to the valley, he was already there waiting on me? So many doors were shut in my face, it put me in the valley. So many people lied and talked about me, it put me in the valley. But when I got there, I found a rock in the valley that was able to lift me up, that were able to unfold my arms, to lift up my bow down. How many valley folk up in here? I know you got some mountaintop people, and I'm glad you're on the mountain. But I need to talk to some people that's been in the valley when you didn't know where your next meal was coming from and you still gained weight. You didn't know how you were going to pay your bills and everything still leveled out. Come on, valley folk. You ought to praise God right now. She met her. The young man, her child, was gone. He could not hear the cries of his mother. He was there, but he could not hear the mourning and the grief of his mother. He was there, but he was oblivious to life. He was beyond touch. He could not feel the love of his mother. She was in a hopeless and helpless situation. And oh, mother, can I holler at you? You did all you could for your child. And it seemed like your child is here, but they dead to your instructions. Your child is here, but they dead to your problems. But mama, the same God that changed you, the same God that brought you out the miry clay, can do the same thing for your child. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I come to tell you, God is good. God has brought us from a mighty long way. And I'm not ashamed to tell you, I'm a product of a single-parent home. But I used to see my mama while on her knees praying for us. Watch this. I would come in the house drunk and high and hear my mama praying, Lord, bless my child. I don't know where he is. But when she got off her knees, I might have been drunk and high, but God still brought me home. I wish I had somebody to testify. I'm not ashamed to tell you, I got a brother that's in jail right now. But mama still prayed for my brother. Guess what? He's not on the street. He's got a roof over his head, and he's getting 3 meals a day. Tell me what prayer won't do. And don't you look at me like that with your sanctimonious self. You got people in your family messed up too. But God is still answering prayer. And the only reason we are here this morning, because somebody prayed for you. God knows about the dark situation. He knows how dark things have turned for you. And if you now haven't experienced these dark days, like the old warriors say, just keep on living. They're on the way. But this may sound funny to you, but I thank God for all of my hard times. Why? Roger, why do you thank God for your hard times? Because if I never had doors shut, I would never experience a door being open. If I've never been down, I wouldn't know how it feels to be picked up again. If I've never been broke, I wouldn't know how he'll make a way out of no way. I want somebody that been to the last dime, the last hope, but yet out of no way, God came and made a way for you. Yeah, I've been in a dark situation, but when the light showed up, it gave me direction. Met her. Verse 12 said, they came nigh to the gate. They're down in the valley. Here, this widow was carrying her only son, her son, to the graveyard. She now finds herself, mothers, in a desperate situation. Now she is thinking, as she's getting ready to bury her child, what am I going to do? Now watch this. The Bible says that there were many people there, but when they bury the son, they're going to go their own way. She is going to be left all alone. How many in here have had friends when you had something? But soon as you were in need, they began to lie. Look, your pastor is from the street. Let me raise your street IQ for a minute. When you go to somebody, and if they ask you, and you ask them, can I borrow something to my paycheck? And if they start doing this, they lying. But if you don't have it, you ain't got to do all this. I ain't deaf. You ain't got to do no sign language. Just say, man, I don't have it. But when they get the patent on their pockets, they lying. We was watching Sanford and Son the other day. And Bubba went to Fred and said, Fred, man, I really need $5. Fred told Bubba, man, you caught me at a bad time. I got it. Somebody's going to get that in the morning. Not only did he show up in a dark situation, but now he shows up in a desperate situation. When he shows up, this poor woman had no one left to care for her. There was no welfare assistance. She would be left all alone, caught up in despair and desperation. She has no one to turn to, no one to talk to. She's all by herself. What I'm trying to get you to understand today, that there are times that when you're going to be trapped in some circumstances, there are going to be some circumstances that you are going to be powerless to change. But that's when Christ shows up. Somebody asked me one time, Rob Slaughter, why do the Lord allow us to get this low? I'm going to tell you why. Because the Lord allows you to get into something that you are powerless to change,
Because if you would change it, you would give the credit to yourself. But God allows you to get in a predicament that the law enforcement can't get you out of. The people you know can't get you out of. Your boo and your baby can't get you out of. And God himself will be the only one to get you out of it. Now, many of them don't want to admit to this, but many of us have been in situations like that. And look, it wasn't nobody's fault but yours, but God still came to your rescue. He meets this woman when she's at the peak of darkness and desperation. Oh, watch what he does. Funeral procession is the only way to the graveyard. Mother crying frantically. My only child, my only son, he's gone. What am I going to do? Here's your praise cue. Look at verse 13. When the Lord saw her. Y'all just missed it. Maybe this will help you. She didn't see Jesus, but Jesus saw her. Y'all missing it. Right now, May 2021, I can't see Jesus, but I know he's got his eyes on me. While she was crying frantically in a dark and desperate situation, her help was already there and she did not know it. She was crying, the mourners were crying with her, and Jesus shows up. Watch this. Two groups met at the graveyard. One group was followed by a mother crying. Another group was followed by a savior with healing power. One group was mourning and crying, while the other group was rejoicing and giving God's praise. One group was led by a sobbing mother, where another group was led by a sovereign master. And when these two groups intersect, Jesus takes control of the whole situation. There are two groups that came to Mount Zion this morning. One group is mourning because mother is gone. Another group is rejoicing because mother is here. But when these two groups intersect, we all gonna be praising God the same way. I wish I had somebody that don't mind lifting up holy hands in the sanctuary, thanking God for mother and thanking God for the years you had with mother. Jesus, when these two groups met, one group headed to the cemetery, the other group headed to the city. Not only did two groups meet, but two sons met. One son was dead and was about to be alive again, while the other son was alive and was about to die for all mankind. Two sufferers met. One mother suffering for the loss of his son, her son. The other one, Christ, who is going to suffer for all mankind. Not only was there two groups and two crowds met, but then there were two enemies met. Life and death met in the crowd. Death thought he had won, but life showed up before he got to the graveyard. Death put him in the coffin, but life showed up before it can be consummated. How many can say people had counted you out? People have already declared you dead, but out of nowhere, God made a way out of no way. People said you wasn't going to survive this thing. They say you wasn't going to survive your divorce. They say you wasn't going to survive you losing your job. They say you wasn't going to survive with them repossessing your car and losing your home. But look at you. God has still been good to you. Why don't you tell the ones that said you wasn't going to survive, look at me now. You thought I wasn't going to make it, but look at me now. You counting me out, look at me now. You said I'll be dead sleeping in my grave, but I'm still in the sanctuary raising up my hands, giving God praise. Jesus arrived at her darkest and most desperate part. And when he saw her, verse 13 said he had compassion on her. Jesus had traveled over some 25 miles, not just to do nothing. Watch this, and this might sound awkward to you. When he saw her in verse 13, he tells this mother something, Reverend Dearborn, that shocked me. He told her to weep not. Hold up. Wait a minute. Her husband is dead. Her only son is dead. And you gonna tell me not to weep? Y'all know how us is. Wait a minute. Let me back this train up because I want you to get on the train. She lost her husband. Her husband is dead. Her only son is gone. Son she bore for 9 months could have died during childbirth. That she nursed herself without a husband. Watch this. And you gonna tell me not to cry? The original Greek translation of this really means what Jesus was telling her. This is what he told her in the original language. Your crying days are over. Because what you're crying for, I'm finna handle it. Y'all missed it. Before he handles it, he tells her, calm down. Some of you super saints in here love the Lord when everything's going right for you. But when things go sideways, Jesus is still saying, do you trust me? Now, you just got up in Mount Zion the other Sunday saying, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied my effort. Jesus said, now, do you still feel that way? You got to be careful what you get up in church and say. Because God will try you on your own confession. I will love the Lord till the day I die. God said, okay, I'm gonna allow you to go down in this valley and still see that you love and trust me. Now, watch how Christ handles this thing. He tells the mother, when I get through, you ain't gonna have no more reason to cry. He says, weep not, because your child will rise. Now watch, here it is, mother. You mothers have been praying for your children and nothing is transpiring yet. Watch this. Watch what Jesus does. In verse 14, don't shout too loud because I want you to hear this. He touches the briar. And life came into the son. Wait a minute. Hold up. He didn't touch the boy. He touched the briar. Those who know what a briar is, it's like a coffin. He touches the coffin. And the boy gets up. Why didn't he just touch the boy? You want to know why? He wanted to touch what was holding the child. Drugs may be holding your child. Quit saying, touch my child. Say, touch what's holding him. Alcohol may be holding your child. Quit saying, Lord, touch my child. Tell Lord to touch what's holding him. Because if once he touched what's holding him, the child will get up from where they are. That's why your child's still in the predicament. You telling God.